Get a free bet when you bet £5 every week of the Premier League season and a big boost every day. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's garage style.
18 plus, 1st of September to 24th of May. Opt-in weekly. Selected Premier League markets. Match one free bet per week. Values vary. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. Daily odds boosts. T&Cs on ladbrokes.com. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA will invest $2 billion in Nebius Group to expand AI cloud infrastructure. Under the agreement, the companies will work together to design and deploy large AI data centers. Nebius will also gain early access to NVIDIA's latest computing technologies. Nebius said the partnership will help expand computing capacity across its global platform. Earlier this month, the company received approval to build a 1.2 gigawatt data center campus in Missouri. The deal comes as NVIDIA has been investing across the broader AI infrastructure supply chain. We exclusively report that the Justice Department is investigating Iran's use of Binance to evade U.S. sanctions. According to company documents and people familiar with the matter, the probe follows the crypto exchange's dismantling of an internal investigation into more than $1 billion that flowed through the platform to a network funding terror groups backed by Iran. Sources say officials have contacted people with knowledge of the transactions. The journal couldn't determine whether the DOJ is investigating Binance itself or just its customers. A Binance spokesman said the exchange, quote, categorically did not directly transact with any sanctioned entities. The Justice Department declined to comment. Iranian authorities didn't respond to a request for comment. And Oracle has raised its sales outlook as demand for AI continues to outpace supply. The company's quarterly revenue rose 18% to more than $17 billion, with cloud revenue up 41% and cloud infrastructure sales jumping 81%. It posted a profit of $3.72 billion last quarter, compared with $2.94 billion a year earlier. Oracle now expects to meet and possibly exceed its revenue growth forecast for fiscal 2027 and beyond. The company has been using AI internally to boost efficiency and shrink product development teams. It spent $153 million on restructuring costs in the quarter, which included severance expenses. And that's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.